You ever had peanut butter and paradise jam?
Oh, I have, yes.
It's delicious.
Very good. Both K-State and Mizzou playing in the U.S. Virgin Islands Paradise Jam Tourney. So they could actually meet.
Cool.
There you go.
You have to go out of the country to play.
Missouri this afternoon on Talk 980 at 2 against Kennesaw State in that tournament. And then K-State, as I mentioned, tonight against Eastern Kentucky.
Nice.
You're on 610 Sports Radio. They're
Kennesaw
down in
Kennesaw Mountain Land Estate.
That's exactly right.
Virgin Islands. Not a bad place to go hang out and play some ball. Good scheduling by those two. You can win a free large specialty pizza from the guys at the other place. That's right. It's a free Red Friday pizza from your Red Friday headquarters. The next time you hear this drop.
Oh, see, you would do it when I'm not ready.
That sets off the flavor of a steak, like some ketchup.
There
like
it is. Ketchup. Mm-hmm. Next time you hear that, 913-576-7610. You can select the caller number, Fesco.
17.
Caller 17 will make. We'll make the guys on the other side of the glass work today. Caller 17 when you hear that drop. 913-576-7610. You win a free Red Friday pizza from the guys at the other place. All right, speaking of catch-up gate continues, but the quarterback, he's doubling down. He likes ketchup. Patrick Mahomes likes ketchup. He likes ketchup on his steak.
It's crazy. I mean, social media, it can blow anything up. And so I'm a big ketchup fan. I've always been a little bit more when I was younger. But it is crazy how social media blows things up these days.
No, social media didn't blow it up. You told a reporter from ESPN that you liked ketchup on your steak. That's not social media blowing it up. That is such a cliche that somebody in the Chiefs front office wrote and said, use this when something goes wrong that you don't like, blame social media. Social media didn't blow it up. You sat there and told Seth Wickersham of ESPN, ESPN, I don't know, they go by the worldwide leader in sports.
Maybe he thought Seth wasn't going to tell anybody.
So you're just talking to the reporter and he's not going to write the story.
Yeah, we're just chopping it up. I thought it was off the record.
This day and age with this social media stuff, nobody would know about anything if it wasn't for these Twitters and Facebook. No.
It sets off the flavor of a steak like some ketchup.
You told a reporter from ESPN. Then it was picked up by Yahoo and Pro Football Talk and all these other websites and everything like that. You told a reporter this topic, and that's why it was where it was. It has nothing to do with social media blowing it up. I hate that crutch that people today use in sports. Well, without the social media, nobody would know that we were playing a football game today. Not the case at all, man. Stop blaming social media.
Mahomes goes on about ketchup.
Do you like ketchup for life?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. So, I mean, if it happens and I get ketchup for life, I'll be sure to share it with some of the offensive linemen.
Do you put it on anything unusual? I heard steak, but is there anything really weirder than that?
I don't think it's that weird, but I put it on my macaroni and cheese. But people seem to think that's a weird thing. Some people think that's disgusting, but, I mean, it's good to me. Not really. I have Hunts. I do Heinz. I do it all. My favorite probably is the Whataburger ketchup. That's what Texas people would know that.
Yeah, Texas people would know that because they are the ones that all pronounce it Whataburger. So you know you're from Texas. And
they call it Y'all Burger down there.
Y'all Burger.
Y'all Burger.
And Whataburger reached out, I believe, right?
Yeah, they did. They sent out a tweet with Patrick Mahomes talking about Whataburger ketchup.
Get on that.
Yeah, Gene Watson, assistant to the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, is a Texas guy, and he's so excited that Patrick Mahomes loves Y'all Burger ketchup.
CDOT, I think, has been a long-time advocate of getting those types of places here, so I'm guessing he's on board, too. Why don't they bring a franchise location here so that Mahomes can get his ketchup?
Well, there it is. Now
he gets his ketchup fix.
Now Y'all Burger is going to have a joint here in KC.
Take care of the guy, right?
Yeah.
So he likes his ketchup. He's open to any, as I would be. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, gosh, yes. I love how he didn't, say what brand he likes.
I mean, he did kind of, but I think he could be swayed by any of the big boys wanted to sponsor him.
He said Hunts, Heinz, and Whataburger. That's your big three.
Yeah.
He didn't go red gold.
No,
red gold
no.
Ketchup.
I'm just saying he didn't close the door on either Heinz or Hunts bidding war.
No. He kept that thing wide open, which he should have. I mean, that's, again, very nicely done by him to say, I like all brands of ketchup. But, I mean, my wife and I argue about it all the time. She claims Heinz is better than Hunts and can tell the difference. And like I said yesterday, I've secretly been replacing her Heinz with Hunts.
And she doesn't know.
No clue.
No clue. Even after listening to the radio.
Right.
Just you proved she doesn't listen to the radio, too.
Exactly. We've known that for years, Josh.
There's nothing about that. So the ketchup, I don't have controversy. I don't think it's controversy.
That's not a controversy. It's just fun.
He's owning it. He likes it on steak. He likes it on his mac and cheese. So that's cool. Marcus,
have you ever put it on mac and cheese?
No. Uh-uh.
That, like, kids will put ketchup on anything, right? Are your kids still putting ketchup on everything?
One child is, yes.
The boy.
Yes. Yeah, he's course, he's yeah. all, that's the only thing, just ketchup. That's it.
You've got the perfect, like, slice of reality in your house with the twins, because one's a boy and one's a girl.
Oh, you see the.
And you can see how women are so much more mature than guys.
You see the stereotypes right
like,
there in front
right
of your
in front
face.
Of your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. There are stereotypes of boys and girls for a reason, because they're absolutely freaking true.
Like, your son is he's us. Like, we're all morons as men. Like, we really are.
Yeah.
Without women, yeah. the world would fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
a very lovable dope.
Right.
Yeah. He's
which
like
is
all
every
of us.
Guy.
Which is every guy. And she is very organized and meticulous and mature.
Right.
And likes order, mm-hmm. you know, those kinds of things. Yeah,
because
right there.
Because without women, we couldn't survive. Yeah. Honest to God, that's the truth.
Yeah.
There's a reason why women are on Earth. It's to make sure that we don't kill ourselves. Because if they were to leave us alone, like if all the women were to go away and leave all the men alone,
as
how
much
long
as
do you
think
that society would last? 3 days?
Yeah, as much as you think, oh, that sounds great.
One generation is the answer to that.
It would not go well.
No.
Would absolutely not go well.
All we're doing is we're putting all men right here, and all women have to go on the other side of the globe. Who survives longer?
Women.
Of course.
Yes.
It's not even close.
No.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I'm not going to argue.
Oh, you don't agree with that? Really?
I mean,
you think a group of men could survive longer?
You would think
I'm just basing this
singularly the women could, but if they got together there would still be problems.
I mean, I'm not saying women wouldn't sit there and chirp at each other.
Oh, that is true
right?
too, cuz yeah, my wife
groups, it gets a little crazy.
My wife goes out with her friends and then just comes home and bitches about them for like 3 hours.
Right. When it's singular it's probably okay. If they get in groups though, it could be a massive problem.
Well, and I've always told my wife, I said, when you go out with your girlfriends, there always needs to be a male there to supervise. Because things do get out of hand.
Not
when they're
it.
Sitting around having cocktails
no
and they
that
create
like a
things.
Terrible idea.
But there should be somebody there to supervise at all times.
You mean a chaperone?
Yes, to kind of bring them sometimes back into reality. But if we all had to like live
Jesus,
on our
Bob,
own.
Bob, reel this one in. You're taking yourself a hole.
No, I'm not. I tell my wife this all the time. I mean, but in reality, no way guys could survive without women. Not a chance.
And guys like ketchup and
I mean, I'm basing this on my home life, but I mean, I do the cooking around my house. I could cook for myself.
Yeah, but you know what? They do the things that like all the bills get paid. I don't know how that happens.
I go online and pay my own bills.
Yeah,
I'm an adult.
I'm the bill payer. But
you
yeah.
do that? See,
yeah.
That's taken care of at my house. How the kids get anywhere and their schedules, no clue.
Just, listen, men, follow me to freedom. I will take care of this. We'll figure this out.
How would your kids survive without your wife, Josh?
No chance.
None.
Total mess.
Same with me.
Total mess.
How would your kids survive without your wife?
They would probably cry less.
Wow, you don't like your wife, do you? You say, I'm digging a hole here. You're the one saying, I got everything handled. I don't need my wife. Josh and I go, our wives keep everything together.
I'm not saying I don't need my wife. I'm just saying
you are.
If she went on vacation for a week, I wouldn't be just bent out of shape about it. I wouldn't be disheveled. I'd be fine.
Did she take the kids with her, or is she leaving the kids with you?
No, she can leave the kids with me. I'm fine with that. Plenty of single fathers in this world, man.
Obviously, you don't need your wife.
More credit to them.
Exactly.
I don't know how they do it. It's hard.
I love you, honey.
Yeah, sure you do. Here we are praising our wives and praising them for all the work that they do. And Ryan's like, mine does nothing. She sits around and eats bonbons all day.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't marry my wife to cook for me and clean for me and do these other things.
If I did, I'd starve. My wife doesn't have to microwave a hot dog.
Just saying.
But all the other things, like the kids and everything and, you know, all the stuff, she takes
care
of it.
This guy at 913, you married men are soft, divorced dads for the win. I don't know about the whole divorced dads for the win thing.
Yeah.
But some of us married men, we marry ladies to become our mothers and take care of us, and that's never the right way to do it. So
no, I didn't definitely do that.
Don't go down that road.
I mean, just appreciate what they do.
You guys kind of ancillarily know my mother. My mother thinks restaurants sabotage food. She's blaming the governor of New Jersey this morning for the snow that hit New York and New Jersey overnight. It's the governor's fault.
They're screwing you.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Mom, I got a free car. Well, you got screwed. Well, how did I get screwed on it? Well, you're still going to have to pay the taxes on it. You know, hey, I won the lottery. I'm a millionaire. They're screwing you. Got to give half to the government. There's never a silver lining there, so no. Everything that happens, my mother always finds the worst possible thing to take from it.
Only thing I'd worry about is running out of beer. That's all I'd worry
They're
about.
Screwing you.
I just got a text from my friend Ben. I would be sunk without Mrs. Warner. That's his wife. Absolutely. Every guy knows that. Maybe you need to reevaluate,
Ryan's
Ryan.
Just so damn independent after going on camping in the woods for a week.
I can do this all the time. I don't need my wife.
I don't need...
Ryan actually went back to the cave. And,
yeah,
went back in time, went back to the cave and hung out there for a week. And now he's like super independent.
620 says I got married so I can have sex whenever I wanted. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, come on now.
What's the old saying that women get married thinking that the man will change and a man gets married thinking that the woman won't?
Yeah.
It never works out that way.
The guys don't change. Don't try to change your man either, ladies.
I've looked at pictures of myself from like 20 years ago. I look the same.
I don't.
It's just... I have less facial hair.
Mm-hmm. Now or then?
Now. I had less facial hair then and more head hair.
Yeah.
Just
that's how that works.
Just
too.
Migrated.
That's usually how that
migrant
works.
Migrant caravan on my face.
Yeah. So, I mean, guys, as much as you may think you're ha ha ha, mock my wife, she's the glue that holds everything together.
My wife's more like safety pins.
See, you're not helping yourself.
You're really screwing yourself over here, boy. I mean, you really are. You're killing yourself.
She's not listening.
Boy, oh boy,
already
oh boy.
At work. Say whatever I want about her now. Safe harbor.
Getting Ryan out of trouble, segueing from ketchup. I don't know. Marcus Peters on playing the Chiefs.
We playing football against the Kansas City Chiefs in just another football game. We got to play against.
He almost said champs. He's thinking about playing against the champs.
We playing football against the Kansas City Chiefs in just another football game. We got to play against.
Marcus Peters calling the Chiefs the champs.
Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs.
Not the champs. Chiefs.
Andy on this. This is a measuring stick game. This is terrific. Oh, yeah. Andy's into measuring.
Yeah. I mean, all that, I think all that sounds, that's not where we're at. We just get in and prepare, and that takes about all your time. I mean, I take a break to come here and talk to you guys, but I don't sit up there and think about those things. I mean, you're so focused in on getting the team ready to go, get the offensive part of it right, and make sure the defensive part's right and the special teams, and we're all working together to put together our best game. That's what you try to do each week.
How do you measure yourself against other footballers?
By height. I have no idea what the hell he was talking about.
Andy
there.
Just told you he's in the play. If you're ever worried about anybody being in the playbook.
Not Andy.
It's Andy. Andy's in the playbook all the time. He's your guy. He's always in the playbook.
Yeah.
Just oblivious,
playbook guys happy
oblivious to anything else going on. Oblivious to anything. He is your steady rock. Head down, coaching football. Just go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's just another game. It's on our schedule.
We don't really even know who we're playing.
I don't even get into all that. Looking at tape, drawing plays on my walls.
Opponent doesn't matter. We coach ourselves.
So don't ever tell Andy to get in the playbook.
He's in it.
He can't get out of it.
Tammy's like, get the hell out of that playbook,
there.
Andy. Yeah, he does.
He's got a P.O. box.
He's drooling on it. Falling asleep in the office, drooling on
it. That's
his
why he laminated it, actually.
It's true, so yeah, because it was a drool.
Yeah, so it wouldn't mess up any of his plays.
Yeah.
Frank in Spring Hill, your winner of pizza for the guys at the other place. Another chance to win coming up at 9:30. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue as we risk it for the brisket. And the Chiefs' biggest what if next.
Fesco in the morning.
Brisket.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Hamburgers.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Barbecued beef ribs.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
It is time to risk it for the brisket. Brought to you by Smokehouse Barbecue. One of us will make a weekend prediction. Monday, then, at 8:15, when we ask for it, you have to call back. Tell us who made the weekend prediction, whether or not they got it right or wrong. And you can win a $50 gift card to Smokehouse Barbecue and a variety 4-pack of barbecue seasonings. Risk it for the brisket. I think you're going to handle it this week, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I like this. I like this one you're going for here.
A terrible prediction you're going to throw out this week, Bob.
Oh, okay. The Broncos will upset the Chargers. Right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah!
The official home of the NFL.
I'm tired of those Chargers. Go ahead and lose, man. Lose a game you shouldn't.
Isn't that in L.A.?
Let's get them beat.
At the StubHub Center or whatever the hell they call that place?
It don't matter.
Yep.
In front of 23,000 soccer fans.
Tens of fans.
Broncos will get the upset.
So remember, Fesco predicting Broncos will upset the Chargers.
Right here on 610 Sports Radio.
There you go. Remember that Monday, 8:15, when we call for it. Tell him if he was right or wrong. You win a $50 gift card to Smokehouse Barbecue and a variety four-pack of barbecue seasonings. The best part of this contest is you don't have to be right for you to win.
Correct. You just have to know what
you
the prediction
was. Prediction was. So.
Wish there was some way for me to follow along with this game so I could find out if you were right.
That's true.
You can listen to the game right here on 610
Sports
Radio.
It'll be here on Sunday. There you go.
That's convenient.
The official station of the NFL.
I'd say it's a damn good thing that somebody in this city cares about the NFL and putting games on the air, right?
You're right. It's absolutely right. We got a doubleheader. We got the Texans and Redskins early. We got the Broncos and Chargers late.
Because we care.
That's right.
We do it all for the people.
We do.
The website FanSided did a what if for each NFL franchise.
This was a fun read for me. I know it was a slideshow and I had to click through like 15 to get to the K's.
I'm with you. I'm like, because.
But this was one I was willing to click through.
Because I think Ryan sent it initially and it started and it was on Ravens, I think my page was. It was Baltimore. I'm like, I got to click all the way through to get to K.
But you just click fast.
I don't know if I'm going to handle this. I don't handle slideshows very well. But they had the biggest what if for each franchise. Like, what if this happened? What, you know, what would this have meant? And the one they picked for the Chiefs was, what if Joe Montana isn't injured in the 1993 AFC title game?
Mm-hmm.
Led by the resilient quarterback Joe Montana, the Chiefs knocked off the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Houston Oilers on the way to the AFC championship game in Buffalo. But the future Hall of Famer was knocked out of the game in the first quarter of what proved to be a 30-13 loss. They were saying, what if he led another comeback?
Right.
This time as a Chief and led the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
Do you think that's the biggest what if in Chiefs franchise history?
Pretty good one because I think, to me, that was still like the best shot. That was like the best, those grouping of teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there were teams in the early 2000s, like the Priest Holmes.
Yeah, what if Priest Holmes doesn't fumble?
I was never fully confident. Like, they were like a Super Bowl team.
But I
like,
never felt good about that defense.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Like, I never felt like,
93
this could win.
And 95. I mean, those were the teams.
What if Marty didn't change the game plan going into the game against the
That'd definitely help, too.
The Colts.
I think for me, that was still, I mean, and also that was in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
You could have what ifs in an earlier stage.
Gotcha.
But that wasn't the game to get to the game.
Sure, that's fair. That's a fair point.
So that was the longest down the road. I mean, I could make a case for some others. I think, what if the Chiefs didn't have the most rigorous concussion protocol ever and Jamal Charles wouldn't have had to stay in it?
Yeah, well, Jamal Charles didn't blow a 28-point.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, yeah. But when other teams probably have their guy out there playing and the Chiefs are so good about it that they keep him out.
How did you know then? Because you didn't have those guys on the sideline that year yet, did you?
I just felt like it was
probably one of those, hey, we're up 28, you seemingly have a concussion, get ready for next week.
I mean, I could what if that one too and go, what if Jamal's there? Is that outcome different? Do they hold on to a lead? Do they play more offense? All those things. But that still wasn't the game to get you to the Super Bowl.
How about
this
was
the game to get you to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go so out there on this one, you're going to go, huh. All right, you ready for this one? What if the Chiefs never hire Mark Donovan to be the president of their organization and he doesn't stay in touch with Andy Reid and know in October that he's getting fired and they're going to hire Andy Reid?
Yeah, it's a good one.
What if that doesn't happen?
I know. Then we wouldn't have had that chopper coverage of Andy arriving at KCI and getting escorted to the
3-point turn in front of Arrowhead.
Right.
Oh, that was good.
That was really good. Clark
out there doing the 3-point turn out
good.
In front.
Yep. I also like this one off the text line. A couple people have sent this one in. What about if we drafted Marino instead of Blackledge? I do think that it does two things. Number
That's
one,
a good one.
It changes the trajectory of
your
team.
You to play for both the Royals and Chiefs.
That's true. It changes the trajectory of your team over the next decade or so. And it also maybe takes away some of that gun-shy mentality that the Chiefs seem to have had for that, 20-some-odd years, 30-some-odd years you didn't draft a quarterback?
I disagree because you would have had Marino to 2000, and you wouldn't have had the need to be drafting.
Right, but I still have always thought that the reason that you didn't take an early quarterback was because you were gun shy because of Todd Blackledge. You tried it once, you got burned, and you didn't want to go back to the well. Mm-hmm. And so you'd rather just take the approach of retread quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Well, once it became abundantly clear that the only way to win in the NFL is to have a franchise quarterback.
And a franchise head coach.
Yeah, the Chiefs finally started to shift gears on that. So I think that that's a great one, and what if.
Yeah, but I also think the combination is what makes it work, because there are teams that draft these franchise quarterbacks all the time, and they pit them with a coach that's a dope, and the guy fails, and you never hear from him again. So you got to have the right coach and the right combination with the coach quarterback to make it work. So, it's a good what if you would have drafted Dan Marino there. So, you know, there's a lot of them out there right now.
What if Lynn Elliott makes a field goal?
Yeah, but
that was still, again, divisional game to me.
Yeah. What if in that situation, we heard from Mark Collins, and it's on the KC Bobcast at 610sports.com, the podcast page. They don't blame Lynn Elliott for losing that game. They blame Marty Schottenheimer for establishing a game plan for an entire week and then on game day going away from the game plan that they worked on all week in practice.
That's good. I mean, and that's not good, but I mean, that's good that it wasn't, it didn't, and it didn't come down. I mean, the rest of the team was really bad that day, right? Didn't come down.
Not defense.
He missed field goals. The offense didn't do anything. So, I mean, you could say score more points.
Yeah.
And not put it
but
on the
offense
on the
had a game plan yeah. all week long that they were going to work right. on, and then the game starts, and Marty panicked and flipped the game plan on yeah. everybody.
Yeah.
And Mark Collins is like, you got to listen to this podcast at 610sports.com with Mark Collins, him telling the story, and he's cursing. Like, he's so mad that he's reliving this story that Marty changed the entire game plan on game day.
What if, obviously, Gannon instead of Gerbach?
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that one either. I think we all want to see that game play out differently,
sure.
don't we?
What about this one? What if someone doesn't drop the candy wrapper that Scott Pioli found?
You can text yours in, 69306.
What if their uniforms are blue? I mean, think about it. Just swap out the red for the blue?
Yeah. That looked kind of sharp. You'd be the Chargers.
Might be a whole different ball game.
Yeah, maybe so.
A lot of blue and gold in Missouri for a while, though.
Yeah. What if we don't sage Arrowhead this year? Do we still lose?
Mm.
I know Dan Joy saged earlier in the year, but we may need a re-saging come playoff time. Get Boyk out there with the camera to film it.
What if Derek Thomas hadn't passed away? Certainly, yeah. There's a huge what if.
For the DT
for the franchise.
Because mm-hmm. he probably would have still been playing in 01, 02, 03, right?
Been playing as long as he wanted to play.
But I'm saying he would have been part of those teams that were so bad defensively. Mm-hmm. Remember? Mm-hmm. In Vermeil's years, how bad they were defensively? Would DT have still been playing? Probably, right?
Mm-hmm. I love this one. Clearly from a Kansas fan, 785. What if Villanova doesn't hit 1,000 three-pointers in that Final Four? No, we were talking Chiefs at the moment, but yeah. I'm glad you're able to get out your angst on that one. That's absolutely appropriate.
100% true.
69306.
Card the perimeter, somebody.
On the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line, we will continue to take your what-ifs involving the Chiefs and their history. Commercial-free half hour ahead. Great odds for the future. I need some help with my kids' phones. Less is now free. And Today in History and the Big Story, all coming up next.
Fesco in the morning.
Lot to get to over the next 30 minutes.
A lot of what-ifs, too, huh?
A lot of what-ifs coming in on the Protein House Eve of the Purpose text line, 69306. The question was, what if for each NFL franchise? And a fan side did one for each of the NFL franchise. What if this happened? How would it change, you know, the landscape of their franchise?
Sure.
Their what if was,
I told you?
Yeah. What if Joe Montana isn't injured in the 1993 AFC title game? Jeez. Maybe have a little comeback, go on to the Super Bowl. You know, it's a pretty good what if. Some really good ones coming in on the Protein House Eat with the Purpose text line. Some involving the Chiefs and some not.
Yeah, which is fine.
This was a Chiefs exercise, but
yeah,
whatever.
Whatever.
What if Mariota didn't catch his own throw for a touchdown?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
Yep.
What if we would have started Casey Printers?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's
remember when he was the flavor of the day?
Yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Casey Printers.
What if Tony Gonzalez's touchdown counted against Denver in the home playoff game? The pass interference?
Yeah.
Pass interference in the end zone, yeah. What if we drafted Aaron Rodgers instead of Derek Johnson? There are a lot of teams kicking themselves about the – about Aaron Rodgers falling that far.
Yeah, but let what year was DJ?
18
was,
of them, I think.
DJ was Vermeil's last year. So Aaron Rodgers would have had 1 year with Vermeil and Al. Then he would have had Herm Edwards and Mike Solari as their guys.
Running a pass?
Yeah.
Punt?
And then after Herm was the head coach, Todd Haley, correct?
Ooh. I always think that's an
then Romeo
thought exercise because you're right.
No, like, not have been good.
Would Aaron Rodgers be the same guy without all the backing he had in Green Bay and learning under?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he probably would have been good, but look at those head coaches that he had. You got to have a strong head coach and a good head coach with the quarterback for the quarterback to be successful. It's hard to outplay the imbecile on the sidelines. We saw it here in Kansas City. Matt Castle could never get past playing with Todd Haley. When he had Charlie Weiss as the voice, he was really good. When Charlie Weiss left and Todd Haley took over doing things offensively and all that, it was just downhill from there. It was a bad situation.
So what is involving the Chiefs? You can keep coming, 69306 in the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line.
I like the what if we had a better airport and more hotels.
What if we had a better airport and more hotels?
Yeah.
What if the Nelson Atkins never put up the shuttlecocks?
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
And this one I do really like as well. What if Gordon was sent home?
He'd be back-to-back World Series champs.
Yeah, these are Chiefs.
No,
these
he would have been out by 10 feet.
These are Chiefs-related, yeah. But thanks for the attempt. 69306, you can keep it coming on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Some bets to make right now per ESPN. The Chiefs, 9-2 to win the Super Bowl. Vegas odds have them at 18.2%. And then something called the DVOA. You've seen that before. Mm-hmm. That's a nerdy stat that they come up with their simulations at,
right?
Have the Chiefs at 34% to win. You like that? Like those numbers?
I guess they're good, right? Compared to everybody else, they're the best.
I kind of like the ones where you have that still a chance to reach it rather than, oh, yeah, it looks like you're the favorite.
Right.
I don't know how I like being the favorite.
You like that?
Right now, some metrics have the Rams as the top team in the NFL. Some have the Saints as the top team in the NFL. But this one on ESPN has the Chiefs, the top team in the NFL. And it says the Chiefs are driven by offense. It can be a little complicated to explain why our system likes this powerful offense so much more than this year's other powerful offenses. The Saints have scored on the highest percentage of drives, but they're only seventh in yards per play, although fourth once you remove kneels and spikes. The Chiefs, Rams, and Chargers are all neck and neck atop the league in yards per play, but the Chiefs have had this success despite facing the third toughest schedule of opposing defenses and a higher average yards to go on their play. So it's not like the Chiefs are beating up on patsies. They're beating up on the third toughest schedule of opposing defenses. And then it says this, and we've heard this somewhere before. The Kansas City defense isn't good, but neither are the defenses of the other top teams this year. Kansas City's rank of 25th isn't much different from the ranks of the Rams at 20th and the Saints at 27. And Kansas City has the number one special teams unit in the league. By our metrics, the Chiefs gain more from special teams than they lose from having a below average defense. Huh. Haven't I heard you say that the last week,
like beating
every
the drum,
day?
Everybody's freak out about the Chiefs defense. The number one team in the power rankings this week, Saints.
Right.
Defense, a lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
Worst in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
You're like 74% or something. Touchdowns in the red zone.
Right.
The Rams defense hasn't been the defense it was on paper to start the year all year long. You scored 40, albeit in a loss to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone. What I'm saying is you're not alone.
You're not
it's
alone.
An offensive year.
Yes,
and all you're looking for is just some level of improvement and the ability to make some stops. And we've seen this defense get better and be able to do that. So you should be really encouraged. Other teams have defensive problems too. We're expecting a shootout with the Rams on Monday night.
Right.
These are the two best teams in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
We expect neither team's going to be able to stop the other.
Right.
It's a good season to be in this spot.
Mm-hmm.
Other seasons you could go, oh my gosh, I don't think we have the defense to do it. This season, your defense is right there with everybody else that's contending.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Would I like them to be better? Sure. Would I like to be more shut down? Absolutely. This is a year, though. There's a lot of offense being played, folks.
This is why you have to evaluate each year for itself, because you can't go back and go, well, you know, 5 years ago, this wasn't. No, the league has changed dramatically from last year even to where we are right now. It's changed dramatically to favor these offenses right now. And so we can't keep harping on the fact that our defense isn't good enough, especially when they say the Chiefs gain more from their special teams than they lose by having a below-average defense.
That's awesome.
Right now, what they're telling you is that they are valuing special teams more than they are defense in the National Football League. And that is something I never thought we would get to. But that's where we are right now. If you have a dynamic special teams unit, and the Chiefs obviously do, Tyreek Hill can take one, that other guy that they drafted, that Smith guy or whatever, that guy can take one back, and they don't give up many yards when they have to punt or kickoffs. Their coverage units are really, really good. So they're valuing special teams at a higher level right now than they are defense in the NFL. That's just the way it works. And so you talk about the three phases of the game. Offense, special teams is now two, and defense comes in at number three. The write-up also says Kansas City has the advantage of a game-and-a-half lead on the Chargers, two-game lead on the Steelers. That means their odds of winning the number one seed and home field advantage throughout are easily the best in the league. The best odds to play at home mean the best odds to make the Super Bowl, and in turn, that means the best odds to win the Super Bowl.
Again, I'd rather be a little more of an underdog, but I think it's warranted. I think those numbers are warranted.
Right.
The Super Bowl odds are warranted at this point. They're the best team.
They're the best team in the league, right?
They're
now.
Best team in the league right now.
Probably, from top to bottom.
They'll prove it on Monday night.
Correct. From top to bottom, they are the best team in the National Football League.
All right, I need a little help, Fesco. And you actually pushed me to say, yeah, you do need some help on this because
right.
I've hit a state we've hit a stage in our kids' lives where I was hoping this was like another year down the road and mm-hmm. we're there, but the duo, our twins, now each have cell phones, and I need to track them, and I want to do all that stuff the parents should do to keep track of their kids and their phones,
right.
And I have no idea what to do.
Okay,
do you have any clue?
I don't, because my kids aren't to that age yet. You know, they're seven.
I mean, I'd love to say, hey, just operate on your own with the phone.
Right.
Just pick it up when I call you.
Right.
But I don't think we're. I think it has to be more evolved than that now, doesn't it?
You need the spying app is basically what
apps?
It is. Yeah, I remember when my neighbor's kids got cell phones. Now they're in college, and you know you don't have to really spy on your college kids anymore. But when they first got the cell phone,
I don't want to.
You probably don't want to.
Yeah.
No, my neighbor put like this app on the phone, and they're like, oh yeah, we track their phones. If they're gonna have phones, we're gonna track it. And we're gonna know where they are all the time. I'm like, that's creepy. That's weird. They go, yeah, but you need to know.
I think I do.
You need to know. And if the app wasn't turned on, the phone would be taken away, the car keys would be taken away, and you're home for the night, and you're not going out because that's the rule. And I'm like, oh,
sounds like a good rule.
I kind of understand that. And then as your kids get older, you start to realize that, yeah, you kind of need this because you want to know where they are at all times. This world is a very scary place, but also you want to make sure they're not getting themselves into trouble or they're not somewhere where they're not supposed to be. So you need to find that app. And I don't know
what it's called. M-Spy, by the way.
M-Spy? Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
M?
Yeah. SPY, that's
SPY.
It. But there are many other ones that people use now for their kids' phones.
Like, see, according to the Huffington Post, who's always accurate about mm-hmm. everything, MSPY is the top-used cell phone tracking app worldwide.
Okay.
And you can track multiple things. That's why it's the most popular.
Right.
You can track who they call, what they text, which apps they use, the number of contacts, their GPS location, and much, much more.
But you can access their phone from your phone, right?
That's right.
That's what we're trying to
technology do. Technology and stuff.
You want to know where they are or what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay, both. So you want to know both.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Where they are specifically.
Right.
You know, and yeah, what they're doing on their phones.
Are you going to be one of these dads that every day you're looking at that app and go, so why did you talk to Tony today?
I don't think I'll get to that extent. I don't want that either. I don't want, like, too much information.
Right.
But I think we want some information.
Sure.
Right? To figure out, you know, exactly what's going on.
I think the most important things are not the other app.
I did like it though yesterday because I said there was another kid at school had a phone. My son comes home and goes, "Yeah, he got grounded for a while because he and some other friends were texting each other mean stuff."
It's another app called Phone Sheriff.
So he took the phone away, and I said, "I'm going to be checking your phones. We're going to be checking your phones." My daughter was like, "Oh, you want to check mine?" I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, see.
Like, she turned over and I said, I got nothing to hide. I'm like, oh, good. We're off to
meanwhile, your son is like,
we're off to a great start.
Bathroom.
No, he wasn't doing anything either, but it was off to a great start. I'm like, ah, oh, she's cool with this because I thought there'd be like, you're not going to check. But yeah, we're going to check your phones. So 69306 on the Protein House, E with a Purpose text line. How do I need to load their phones up and what do I need to do?
Wait. This could pique your interest as well. An app called Phone Sheriff. You can program like a sleep timer for their phone. And so when you say, hey, you could have 60 minutes of phone time, your phone shuts off.
Down. Yeah.
That's right.
How do you get it to go back on?
I don't know. I'm download the app and find it.
Yeah. The other one that I know people have put on their kids' phones before is one that shuts it down when you're driving. And if you turn it on while you're driving, it notifies the parent, and then your car gets taken away for that as well. Because
that's a good one too.
I think that should be for all adults. I just think there should always be apps on your phone that shut the phone down when you're behind the wheel and when you're driving. Because it's just, how many times do you see somebody driving and they got their phone up and they're not paying attention and they're in your lane, and it's just
every day,
right? It's a disaster.
There's an app called Mama Bear that will monitor your kids' speed while they're driving. So, like, if they have their phone on them, you can look at the app and say, oh, they're driving 35 miles an hour at a 25. And you can text them and say, hey, slow down. Now, probably shouldn't.
So, as they're speeding, they're reaching for their phone.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
I don't have to worry about that for a few years.
Right.
But
it's counterintuitive.
But maybe. I'll move up. A lot of texts coming in saying Life 360. Life 360 is an app. It's not stalkerish. It's a parent app for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Great free app locating your kids with their phones. Okay, that's a good one. Life 360. So everybody write that one down.
There you go.
Someone else says, I trust my kids. I don't trust all the scumbags out there. I think that's where I'm at. I'd go through the, if your phone rings and you don't know who it is, just don't answer it.
Right.
Okay.
It's like my mentality when driving in snow.
Yeah, right.
I trust me. I don't trust the rest of you driving around.
I got T-Mobile, and I pay like an extra $10 a month to have, you know, like scam alerts and things come up. And a lot of times they say scam alert when the phone rings, which is most of the time. And I got this one on Tuesday, nuisance likely. My phone rang and said nuisance likely.
That's a good description.
I'm like, all right, I'm not answering
Although
that.
Some of those I would answer maybe just to see what they are.
I don't answer. Unless I know who it is, I don't answer the phone anymore.
If they have iPhones, you can limit what they do with the iOS.
I actually saved your number as that now.
Nuisance likely.
Nuisance likely. Yeah. That's a good one. iPhone has a built-in screen time app that lets you set limits how long they can use certain apps and how you can control it from your phone.
Oh, that's good.
Interesting. Most phone companies do have some type of tracking. You can pay a little extra per month. That might not be bad as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the freer the better.
Right.
Be great. We use the Life 360 app. Life 360 app. That seems to be the popular one.
Well, there it goes. There it is, Jeff. Life 360.
Do you feel better that you're not, like, stalking your children now?
No, everybody does it.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's almost like you have
to. No, I didn't feel bad at all. I knew this was happening. I was just trying to figure out what the best one to do
was. You're not alone in this.
Yeah, it's almost like you have no choice now. And it's for protection's sake, man. This world is really, really bad right now. And so you get the opportunity to know where your kids are and what they're doing at all time. It's being a parent. It's part of the job.
Here's a good one. Why are you trying to control what your kids do so much? Aren't you all the people that are calling this generation soft? You reap what you sow.
Oh my God. I've never called this generation soft.
It's all about safety, bro.
Jeez, it's just a different world.
I feel like the density of this generation is just about as much as the rest of it.
Life 360 also gives you driving reports. It'll tell you if they're speeding, if they're using their phone, if they hard brake, if they hard accelerate.
Oh my.
That may be a little too much.
That's
info.
A little much, yeah, there. Yeah.
I don't need to know. I'm not to the driving phase yet. Now, right, it's just locating and searching for stuff you shouldn't be searching for on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Keep those coming in. 69306 in the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line.
That's what we're here for. Help you out, Glenn.
Yeah, there you go. Well, helping other parents as well.
Yeah, it's
helping,
yeah,
others.
It is.
Jerk.
Help me help you.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
We won't help you when your kid gets a phone.
Yeah, he doesn't need his wife. He doesn't need his kids.
I don't. I don't need any of you.
I'm a lone wolf.
My
over
kids
there.
Don't need phones. They will know when to come back on their own.
Yeah.
Back
in my day when the street light went on, that's when you went home.
It appears
it's true, though.
It is true.
It is. No, it is,
but yeah, that's not that day and age anymore.
No, it's not.
Wish it was, where it was like when I was a kid, where it was like, hey, be home by dark.
Right, and you had Country Time Lemonade on the front porch with Grandpa.
And Frosties were only 50 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. Go run around. Go run around. Be home by dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that way anymore.
Nope.
Les Miles is free to coach again.
Thank God.
Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to Kansas, but looks like he's going to coach again. He's cleared the way to coach by, get this, pushing back $5 million to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He reached a settlement with LSU for a one-time lump sum payment of $1.5 million on his remaining guarantee from the school. He was owed $6.5 million in guaranteed salary yet to come.
Mm-hmm. And took $1.5 million
to $1.5 million now.
So he left $5 million on the table.
In order to go coach again.
Do you think that man is smart enough to be coaching?
Oof. I understand coaching gets in your blood.
No.
And some of these guys just can't turn it off. This, to me, is, like, bizarre.
It's $5 million.
And I know if you take a job, you're going to make it up. I get it.
But you have to work for that money.
Yes. It's $6.5 million just to
free
go away.
Free cash, just to go watch your kid play college football at the age of 65.
All you have to do is not work.
And you're going to
sign me up.
Yeah. Here's the deal, Les. You got plan A. Plan A is $6.5 million to hang out, fish, go watch your kids, have fun with the grandkids. Plan B is to give $5 million of that back to go get a job and coach college football again. Which one are you taking?
I don't get it.
I'll go with B.
I know sports is sometimes weird and it doesn't apply to real life.
No, I don't think
this is another instance where it doesn't apply to real life, because anybody else, we're raising our hands, right? And we're like, I'm gone.
They're literally asking you to do nothing.
I will find another hobby that will fulfill my void of not coaching football with $5 million extra bucks in my pocket.
You want somebody who's making those kind of decisions running your program?
Nope.
Obviously, you don't know how to make proper decisions. And the Les Miles hire by KU, that's a lazy hire anyway. Oh, I heard of him. Let's give him the job. Like, that's a lazy hire. Go out and find somebody else. Don't take the 65-year-old guy who hasn't coached in 2 years that's leaving $5 million on the table.
He really wants to be coaching, Bob.
Who cares?
He really wants it.
The fact that he's leaving $5 million on the table tells me does not make decisions well. And when you're rebuilding a program like the University of Kansas, you have to make hard decisions. You have to make good decisions. Leaving $5 million on the table at the age of 65 to go back and work in a high-stress profession like college football tells me he's not a good decision maker. And because he's doing this, I wouldn't trust him with my football program. Wait, you're doing what? You're leaving $5 million on the table of free money to go back and work again, to recruit kids, to try to build the football? Wow.
That sounds like a terrible plan.
You clearly, in the decision-making line, forgot to stand and get the advice on how to make good decisions. Because the right decision is to pocket your cash and go away.
And as you mentioned, I think he's got two kids playing college football right now.
Right.
Just bop between the two of them. Sounds like a great retirement.
Yeah.
Sounds like anything.
This is the American dream, Les.
This is anything anybody would sign up for. Pay me to go
away.
What
a goon.
Pay me to go away. And I have free time now to spend watching my family do exactly what I did, which is
right.
Football.
Right.
If that's my juice. Right. If I just have to have football.
And I'm sure you can go wherever your kids are playing and sit in on a meeting.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you are a national championship coach.
Go help out at a local high school.
Right.
Or something.
If you really needed that, but you're giving away free money.
And the crazy part, too, is the reason that
there's a crazier part than giving away $5 million?
Well, yeah, the reason that he does it is wild to me, because we've seen this. This isn't the first time guys have shot down money to be able to continue to go ahead and coach.
Well, Charlie Weiss never shot down a dollar. He just double dipped and triple dipped.
Charlie Weiss understands how to live life right.
Yes, he does.
But it's just all of their identity is tied up in being a football coach. And if Les Miles is no longer a football coach, then what the hell is he doing?
What's he doing counting money? He gets $133,000 every month direct deposited in his account.
I mean, it doesn't equate for us, but I'm sure there are people listening that feel that way about their jobs. Now, granted, they're not, you know, multimillionaires that would be turning down $5 million to do it. But there are people that they identify because of their job. That's who they are. That's what they do. That's all they live for. And without that, what are they?
Why are you talking about Binkley?
I'm not talking about just Jay. He is one of them, though.
But I would like to think, like, right,
I know my
now,
grandpa. My grandpa didn't retire for like 5-6 years after he was eligible to retire, and he had plenty of money to do it. He just didn't do it because he's like, what the hell am I going to do all day?
Well, that's different.
His wife was no longer alive. My grandma was dead already. He's like, I don't want to sit around the house all day.
I think that's completely different. He's got two kids that are playing college football. He can go hang with them.
Just saying.
Be a dad.
I don't think it's completely different at all. Les Miles looks at it and goes, what am I going to do all day?
I think these guys are afraid to be dads because they don't know what to do. They're afraid to be, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to do anything else. Go learn. Go be a father, man. Go get ready to be a grandpa. Go be a human being.
I can appreciate someone that wants to coach. I can. I think that's, if they want to continue coaching, I'm not saying you shouldn't co-coach. This one to me baffles me. And somebody text in, what if leaving $5 million allows him to go get a guaranteed 20? I get it. It's still work.
It's still work,
though. At 64 years old.
Yeah,
I'm
65.
Like, I'm out.
He turned 65 last weekend.
If I could take a parachute at 64 years old, done.
Done.
Texture says this is why he's a successful coach and you guys are just radiating.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He hasn't been successful in 11 years.
What it is. It's what it is.
I know. Talk to Billy Coons about Bob just being
I don't care. I don't care what your
not true.
I don't care what your job is. I've said this before. I don't care what your job is. Whatever amount of money you're making. If they
And Kansas is not paying him $20 million. The Anderson family's tired of writing checks.
You know, a five-year deal at $4 million, maybe. That might be the range they're in.
Maybe.
That might be the range they're in. I just said, any whatever job you're in right now, take your salary for 3 years.
Okay.
Your salary, your current salary for 3 years, and they go, just go away for 3 years. Aren't you doing it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Go on a three-year vacation?
And we don't.
Yeah.
And unlike Les Miles, most of these are, we're not precluding you from getting another job.
Right.
This one actually had the offset language, I guess, where he had to.
That's his fault. He should have had Charlie's agent.
Charlie's agent. But they did three years, whatever. 3 years, 5 years, whatever's left. Here's that amount of money. Boom, go away.
We're going to pay you the same rate for the next three years.
Yes, I'm gone.
And
yes.
No matter what you do, we're paying you for the next three years.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thanks.
I'll worry about it in three years.
Yeah.
It's nuts, man. Like I said, you hire coaches that you think can make good decisions. This move by Les Miles tells me he doesn't know how to make good decisions. And I would not hire Les Miles based on this. You know, James Franklin.
I would not hire him based on this. I just think that it's a crazy just random decision. I don't understand the decision-making of really having to do something. I mean, I love doing radio. I love sports. They give me 3 years of my salary, I'm gone.
See ya.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't say this enough to my employer. No, I'm just kidding. Because it doesn't happen in our line of work. But you can find something else to do. I'm very confident I could find something else I would enjoy doing it with 3 years of my salary in the bank.
Here's the other thing, though.
I'd just go find a really simple job.
Right, yes. Like making minimum wage or something like that.
Like in a place that I wouldn't care if I got fired from.
Yeah. If I were Les Miles or somebody else. I know I'm a very smart football coach, and I've done all these things. You know what? I'm just going to go teach some offensive linemen some technique.
Yeah. I'd go coach linebackers at Free State.
At a local, yeah, something like that. Or at a local high school. Just go do whatever it is on a smaller scale and go do that. Sounds like a great way to do it.
I'd go and be that guy that starts the go-karts at the track.
Or the guy who rides the back of the bumper cars on the thing.
I want to be a carny for 3 years. I'm just going to travel to different
towns.
But
every entrepreneur will tell you their dream is to get bought out. Les had that dream. He was bought out.
Yeah. Now he wants back into work.
If he was 35 years old, I would say, all right, I get that. He's won a national championship. He's 65. He's got two kids playing college ball, and he's got free money.
More power to you.
I've been trying to sell out here for years.
I know. God, I had the dream. He didn't even know it. We're a little late. Brief edition of Today in History.
Gentlemen.
All right.
I'm here to help you with your history report.
Sure. Sounds important.
Because we're going to talk to Sugar Ray Leonard. Coming up at 9 o'clock. So,
Sugar Ray's way more important than what happened in this day in history. Yeah. But in 1938, LSD was first synthesized by Albert Hofmann.
Oh, thank goodness.
In Switzerland. So happy birthday, LSD.
Wow.
On this day in 1985, We Built This City by Starship soars to number one
on the
Billboard Hot 100. It would later be named the worst song of all time by Blender Magazine. I love how Bob said, great song.
I love that song. It's on my running playlist, and I always sing it to We Built This City on Sausage Rolls.
Sausage Rolls. On this day in 2008, TRL came to an end, Total Request Live, after 10 seasons, ended with a special three-hour finale. I really blame them for introducing us to Carson Daly. On this day in 1965, Walt Disney launched Epcot Center. Do you know what Epcot stands for?
Every person comes out tired.
That's not true.
That's very good.
Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Huh.
What? There you go.
Every person comes out tired is
better. That was just expensive
ticket.
It does,
actually. On this day in 1974, the first Let me start that one all over again, and we'll edit this in post-production. The first intentional interstellar radio message was sent. It consists of a pattern of binary numbers. We broadcast out some stars. Hopefully aliens see it. It had the structure of DNA, basic chemicals of life. I'm trying to communicate with aliens, people. Right. It's very impressive. Happy 41st birthday to Maggie Gyllenhaal. Lisa Bonet is 51
today. Wow, that makes you feel old.
It does. And Brian Abrams, Color Me Bad lead singer, he's 49 today. If you recall, he got some legal trouble recently. So happy birthday, Brian. Yeah, I hope that all worked out for you. All of that happening on this day in history.
It's the big story.
Big, big, big.
It's what you're talking about.
If it was a regular salad, I wouldn't have said anything. But you had to have that big
time. You want it? We got it.
Sound big.
Big story brought to you by Spring Venture Group, a company who is reimagining the relationship between sales, data, and technology. Find out more at springventuregroup.com. Your quarterback doubled down yesterday. Yep, he likes ketchup on a steak. He just loves him some ketchup.
It's crazy. I mean, social media, it can blow anything up. And so I'm a big ketchup fan. I've always been a little bit more when I was younger. But it is crazy how social media blows things up these days.
Would you like ketchup?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. So, I mean, if it happens and I get ketchup for life, I'll be sure to share it with some of the offensive linemen.
Do you put it on anything unusual? I heard steak, but is there anything really weirder than that?
I don't think it's that weird, but I put it on my macaroni and cheese. But people seem to think that's a weird thing. Some people think that's disgusting, but, I mean, it's good to me. Not really. I have Hunts. I do Heinz. I do it all. My favorite probably is the Whataburger ketchup. That's what Texas people would know that.
That's right.
Y'all burger ketchup.
Whataburger. That's what I say it in Texas. Yeah. Ketchup for life, though, is not a real great deal. You got to go for more than that.
That's a good slogan, though. Ketchup for life is pretty good.
Taking a buyout. You got to go for it all. You don't get ketchup for life. That's
set the bar higher.
Ryan added it up. It'd be like a couple $100. That's all you really need of ketchup for life.
The Les Miles thing gives me a headache.
You need to do a little bit more than that. There's your big story brought to you by Spring Venture Group. We're going to chat with one of the greatest boxers ever. Sugar Ray Leonard will join us next.
Fesco in the morning.